My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Belinda is hungry, and Davin is pissed. Can he calm down? Listen and enjoy.
If it was the regular Belinda, the one you were talking to, it should have said, Davin, how many times do I have to tell you? I did this because I loved you because I told you. That's the answer. You didn't. This is not the person. It's the cut and dry person.
Sharif says, bye.
Bye.
You know what, Sharif? He'd be lucky if he got that.
I know.
It'd be like old times if he got that.
Yes.
It would have been good old times if he got that.
Yeah,
at least things are starting to get back to normal. You know?
Yeah.
You welcome that around now.
The corny was cute. Now it's just like, yeah, go ahead, off yourself. You
right.
Know?
So I say, go get food. I'll either be drunk or dead. And she goes, oh, so now I don't have to eat anymore?
What? Oh, my God. What?
There's the compassion. Dead friend. Dead
what?
Cat. She's hungry.
I'll either be drunk or dead. What? Now I don't have to eat anymore? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Joe, I don't think this is the girl.
No.
I go, I can't believe what I've done. She goes, what have you done? Belinda, have a feast. Have a snack. Enjoy. She goes, you're making me feel bad. You make me feel like a bad person. That is not fair. I think you need some time to cool off. I go, you are a bad person.
Wow.
So am I. And this is not about you. She goes, you have to calm down because we're not going to get anywhere if you are like this.
I'm not going to get any money out of you tonight.
You're delaying the process further.
Ah, you're going to be in a mood. I'm never going to get down to Western Union.
I go, if Ishmael died, God forbid.
God forbid.
But God forbid. Because of something I did, I would not be able to lie with myself. You want to turn down the volume, stupid?
I was expecting getting attacked.
All sorts of devices are going off tonight.
Now I'm known as Belinda. I used to be Agnes.
So I said, if Ishmael died, God forbid, because of something I did, I would not be able to live with myself. She goes, I know and I understand, but you have to be calm.
Okay.
So I go, in caps, my fucking friend and his cat are dead, and me.
Like this is gonna change. Like this is gonna change an opinion.
Not his cat.
My fucking friend and his cat are dead, and me and my girlfriend had it handed. Calm is not on my mind right now.
That's not on the menu.
I am going to that psychotic.
Yeah.
Creepy, scary
oh,
dad.
Yeah.
The only problem is you're yelling at somebody that doesn't give a shit.
That is a problem. It's quite the contrast.
It is. This person is being like, oh, come on, what? I can't go get a snack because you're suicidal? Yeah. If you care about me, yes.
Remember, the other Belinda stayed on with me all day.
Oh, my God. She was so afraid that you were going to off yourself.
Exactly. I don't think we recorded that show. It's a shame. It was a good show.
Oh, we didn't?
No,
oh.
I don't think we have it.
Damn.
I don't know. So she goes, I have to go. We'll try to be back so we can continue. Hope you're in a better mood. See you later and stay calm. It's like a stupid Facebook meme. Stay calm.
Have a good day, Chief. Did
she give you a little winky emoticon while she like waltzed off while you're like suicidal?
I go, better mood. I didn't lose a football match. The world lost a gentle soul because I'm a lustful dolt.
Lustful dolt.
And we lost a gentle soul.
Yeah.
See, we thought very highly of the Dick Eldorado joke.
He was a gentle soul.
He certainly was. And I'm a lustful dolt.
You killed him.
I didn't kill him.
No,
they killed him.
No,
they did.
In the story.
But?
The story, he's dead.
But he lives on in our hearts.
He does.
Like Jeter, he'll play forever.
Yes, and Mr. Whiskers will always purr in my heart.
Exactly. Cross the Rainbow Bridge. The imaginary Rainbow Bridge, not the real Rainbow Bridge.
Funny.
Oh, they would have no idea what they're talking about.
She goes, I'm once again sorry for your loss. I don't know what to say anymore. I'll be back soon. I go, goodbye. I need to go to the bank before it closes and get something anyway. Now, remember, do you remember what I put in the bank?
You put your gun in the safe deposit box, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
See, now, if I was your girlfriend, I would know that. If I was your, like, internet girlfriend and I was paying attention, I would be like, going to the bank to get something before they close. Oh, shit, not in the mood he's in.
But they don't care.
I know.
You know, they love somebody and they're dating somebody. You're going, you know, break up and you go, but I love you. It's like talking to the wall.
Yeah.
You know, essentially you're talking to the
wall.
But
it's weird because she just did love me.
Just a few hours ago. A couple hours ago. And now she's like, hope you get there before they close. Bye.
No, not even a
bye.
Yeah, but she said she loved you, but not in a meaningful way.
No, I don't think she genuinely loved me. I think she genuinely liked me. I think she had more compassion for me than this guy does.
Yeah, this guy's just like, yeah, whatever.
Well, the original, the Belinda that you were talking to on the phone did.
Yeah.
But this person doesn't.
Oh, there's no love with this person.
So what I find amazing is that you're pouring your heart out. With, you're going to kill yourself. You're going to do this. And alluding to the gun. And they're like, whatever, dude.
It is what it is. Mm. So what do you guys think?
I'm kind of freaked out that he's now at that point again, and
who's at that point?
Fake Davin.
Yeah, we'd hate to lose two. We'd hate to lose two gentle souls.
No, well, Fake Davin is not a gentle soul. Fake Davin.
What are you talking about?
Fake Davin's a lunatic.
A gentle lunatic.
He's a
seesaw lunatic.
No,
dude, you got issues.
Yeah.
You got issues.
Yeah,
you got one bag.
That's something coming from Joe.
You got issues.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I get issues in real life, but you're
Fake Davin's got the rest of them in the fake life.
It was kind of funny post-show how you were trying to explain to my wife that she really would not want to know Fake Davin. And she's like, no, I can handle it. And
yeah,
you're
like no.
Fake Davin's
a creep. I had to live with Fake Davin. You just live with the real one. I had to
fake
Davin
is
fake
a creep.
Davin, yes.
Well, I mean, I'm not a complete creep. I was always good to Dick El Dorado.
You were good to Dick El Dorado.
I'm a good friend.
The whole thing with writing porn.
Oh,
I got to pay my bills.
And having them wear your kids' fairy wings.
I didn't specify that they do that. They did that on their own.
It's not my
fault the nipples went through the ping pong net.
You know,
I was very distraught.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.